Prayer of Blessing for Your Family This Fall by Rebecca Currington. From everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. Psalm 103:17. Life, like nature, unfolds in seasons. Springtime mirrors childhood, full of new beginnings and fresh hope, a time of innocence and discovery. Summer, like our teen years, simmers with white-hot passion and the illusion of invincibility. Autumn speaks of maturity, with its rich kaleidoscope of brilliant colors and settled calm. Finally, winter sneaks up and covers the ground with a blanket of white, just as age brings a covering of settled rest and quiet contemplation. As this fall season approaches, I find myself delighting in the autumn of my life, old enough to appreciate my blessings and young enough to engage them wholeheartedly. I find that I've come to a place of prominence, just as my mother and grandmother did before me. I relish my new place and the responsibility that comes with it, to set the tone for my family, celebrate our differences, and speak blessing over each beloved family member. I also appreciate my role in fostering our family bond. Let's face it, family gatherings can be stressful due to differences of opinion, opposing political views, and unending to-do lists, and all the traveling our modern families have to do to see each other. Therefore, I'm happy to prayerfully serve as peacemaker. So before this busy fall season begins, I ask that you join me as we lift up our families in all their messiness to our Heavenly Father who loves us all and is the author of our peace. Won't you pray with me now? Dear Father, in your beautiful book of Psalms, chapter 103 and verse 17, you give us this wonderful promise. From everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. What better promise could we receive from you in the autumn of our lives than to see our children and children's children blessed with your love and righteousness? We ask for your hand of blessing on us as well. Bless us with the strength to be there for those we love, and wisdom to know what to say to bring comfort, encouragement, and sometimes difficult truth. We need your patience as we wait for your perfect will and way in each of our loved ones' lives. We are so grateful, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.